This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com. Okay, welcome back, everyone. And I see that Richard Rosenzweig has joined us, and Abe Arbach joined us. I'm not sure who Daddy is, but welcome. There's a lot of daddies here. We are holding on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are saying, why did we have to say that the Shulchan is not a clay eitz osi l'nachas, because they picked it up for the Olei Regalim? Why don't we say that it has a din of matkas, of metal, which is mekabel tuma, even if it's stationary, because it was plated with gold? V'chi tema, suggests the Gemara, four lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. V'chi tema, atzei shitim chashive, it's made out of acacia wood, and acacia wood is very expensive, and it doesn't lose its status to the gold. When our previous teaching, when it's covered with marble, it has a dinner stoneware. Elabic clay, axalgus, only with the routine axalgus wood, which was imported from overseas. Aval clay mismris, but clay mismris, which is chashive, which is important wood. Vile botle, then shopper. So the acacia wood is not bottled to the gold. El Rabbi Yechonin Dome clay mismis nami botle, maikilamema. Says the Gemara, well, the Shulchan is different because the Torah doesn't refer to it as gold, it refers to it as wood. The Torah has the last say. Shani Shulchan de Rachmana, when we say Torah, we mean the merciful one, because Torah means Hashem. And Hashem is the merciful one. So the Gemara says, Derachmana, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Karya Eitz, Shenemar HaMizbeach Eitz, the altar is wood, Shalosh Amos Gevoya, 3 Amos high, Orkoi Shtayim, a length of 2 Amos, Omiksoi Slay, with corners, the Orko, its length, Vikiroisav, and its walls, Eitz. So you see, the shulchan is called the shulchan of eight. So that's the predominant material and not the gold. But the Gemara says this pasuk is confusing. It starts talking about the mizbeach and ends off with wood. Pasach v'mizbeach v'sayim v'shulchan? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar Dimrei Trevai, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both say, Bizman she-Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mizbeach mechaper ala Adam, the altar atoned for people. V'achshav she-Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Shulchanu shel Adam mechaper ala, his table, that he gives food to the poor, that's what atones for him. Now, not everybody could have people by their table. You can't be a tzaddik on your wife's cheshbon. But when it says your table could be mechaper, it could be mechaper because you give money to Temchei Shabbos also. Right? So if you don't have people at your table, you know, I used to tell my children, we're sitting alone with the family. Very rarely do I have guests by the Seder. Many people this year asked to join my Seder. And I had to turn them all down because I spend time exclusively with my family. But then I sound like a hypocrite when I say kol d'chvin yeseh v'yechel, kol d'tzrich yeseh v'yivsach. So I always tell my children that when I say kol d'chvin yeseh v'yechel, I mean that I provided money that people could sit by their own seder in their own home. And that's also kol d'chvin yeseh v'yechel. And by the way, that's how we could say it, even though we're saying it after Kiddush. Who invites somebody to come after Kiddush? The answer is we're saying that we made it available for people to eat their siddurim by giving kimcha de piskah. It's interesting that they bring down from the Chachmei Pariz, that the Chachmei Pariz, that's the Bali Tosis in Paris, used to fashion from their tables their coffin. They would make out of their tables, because that by the table they did tzedakah, and by the table they sat and learned. By the table they sang zmiris, and they fashioned out of their tables a coffin. They say over that the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah V'Das, who started the day school movement, why is his name? Reb Mendelovich used to say that the main room in your house should be the dining room and not the living room. He said, in the living room, people sit and they talk Lashon Hara. They sit and waste their time. By the table, they sing Zmiris, they learn from a Sefer, they make Kiddush, they eat Lekavod Shabbos. He said the main room should be the dining room over the living room. Very, very interesting perspective. Okay, now. Arba Snifin Shel Zav HaYusham. There were four of those props, they call them. Four racks. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do we know about these racks and these tubes? Amarav Ketina Amakra, it says words that we don't know right away what they mean. Vasisa Kairoisav, Kapoisav, Ukisoisav, Minakiyosav. So Kairoisav, Elu Defusim, that's the mold that the Lechem Aponim was made in. Kapoisav, Elu Bazichim, that's the spoons, the two spoons that held the frankincense. Kisoisav Elu Snifin, those are the four props. Umanakiyosav Elu Konim, those are the tubes. Asher Yusach Bohen, Shemisachim Bohen Esalechim, that we cover with it the bread. So Moisav Rava asked, Loi Sidra Konim, Loi Nitilos and Doiches as a Shabbos, not the removal or the replacement of the tubes supersede the Shabbos. But if we learn it out from a pasuk, Viso Kedaitach, the Raisa, Amai ain't doiches as a Shabbos. Why doesn't it supersede the Shabbos? Hadam Rav la milsi dimri. That's not a kasha because it could be done before Shabbos. Ditnan klal Amar Rabbi Kiva kamalaf shev shalal las oisem erev Shabbos. Whatever you could do before Shabbos ain't a doiches as a Shabbos. V'hani nami here also efshel the loydochi Shabbos alive. Says the Gemara. Because time am I, why do we have the tubes, the loy la'apish lechem, that the ear should get through and the bread shouldn't spoil? B'chiyai shiura, waiting till after Shabbos, or taking it out before Shabbos, loy ma'apish, it won't spoil. K'detanya, Kate said, what was the procedure? Nichnas me'erev Shabbos, he enters from before Shabbos, v'shantan, and he slips them out, u'manichem l'orkei shel shulchan, and leaves them along the length of the floor, along the length of the shulchan, u'matzai Shabbos, and u'matzai Shabbos nichnas, magvia roshe shel chale, picks up the head of each chale, u'machnas kana tachteh, puts the tube back, v'chazer magvia roshe shel chale, he picks up the next chale, u'machnas kana tachteh. Now, as we said, arba chale tzricha shloish konim, four of the chalas need to have three tubes each. Ha'el yoina, the uppermost chalas, since not many are sitting on it, and it's tzricha el shnayim, it only needs two underneath it, l'fi she'ein oleh masli, it doesn't have too much weight, it's only the one chala. Ha'tachtayna, the bottom chala, doesn't need any, because it sits on the table. And it's tzricha kol iker l'fi shemenachas al toharoi shel shulchan, on the surface of the shulchan. So that's 3 times 4 is 12, and 1 times 2 is 14. So 14 on each side, 28 in total. Now you got to get out your arithmetic a little bit. Tanan Hossam. We're learning to Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnayim is soon we're going to get to Tyrus, the hardest branch. Boy, are we coming to some fun. If anybody saw the front of my house, they might have seen a big delivery. I ordered a mobile blackboard for the shul because soon we're going to be learning Kinim. And I'm going to need to use a blackboard. So wait, that's going to be a lot of fun. Yisrael, you learned Kinnim with me already more than once, right? No, you didn't. We learned it in the Daf Yomi.
This is my first cycle.
You didn't learn the Mishnah Emes with me last time?
Not sure.
Yeah, okay. Old hands learned Kinnim with me, and it's the last Mishnah in Kinnim that Tiferes Yisrael said is the hardest Mishnah in Shas. So stay tuned for some fun. Tanan awesome. Reb Meir Omer kol Amos Shehoyah B'Mikdash, all the Amos that were in the Mikdash were Beinonis, were medium Amos of six Tvachim. Chutz Mizbeach Hazav, except for the Mizbeach Hazav, the golden altar, Vakeren, and the corners of the Mizbeach on the outside, Vasoivev, and the ledge, Vayesoid, and the base, they were five Tvachim. Reb Yehuda argues, Reb Yehuda Omer, Amos Binyan Shisha Tvachim. The Amma of construction was six Tvachim. V'shel Kalim, not just the Mizbeach Hazav, but all of the utensils were Chamisha. Now, Amar Reb Yechanin, Ushneya Mikra Echadosh. They both expound the same Pasuk. V'eila Midois HaMizbeach Ba'amas. And this is the measurement of the outside Mizbeach. Amma v'teifach. An amma, and a tefach. Now, what does that mean? It means that the Mizbeach on the outside was ba'amas. What kind of an amma? An amma v'teifach. That means that it's five tefach plus one tefach, it's six tvachim. So the Mizbeach Ha'ayla was six tvachim. The Cheka Amma, the base, the Amma Reichiv, and Amma of the its width, Ugvula El Svasa, and round about at the edge, that means the corners, Saviv, Zeres HaEchad, each one is a half an Amma from the middle, Saviv Zeres HaEchad, that means it's an Amma by an Amma, V'zeh Gav HaMizbeach, and that's the top of the altar, that's an Amma of five Tvachim. So as Reb Yochanan says, how do you understand the pasuk? Cheka Amma ze yisoid. Amma reichev ze soviv. That's the ledge. Ugvula el svasa soviv zeres echad. And the border by its edge, round about, a half an amma, a span, elu kronos. And ze gav hamizbeach. And this is the top of the Mizbeach, Zem Mizbeach Hazav. So, these are the things which are like the Mizbeach Hazav, which are only five Tfachim. So, Rameir Savar, Zeu Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. Only these are an Amma of five Tfachim. Hoko Amas Kalim, but all the other utensils are Ba'ama Bashesh, are an Amma of six Tfachim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, kazeh yir kol amas kelim. Like this should be all the amas of the kelim, that there are six tvachim, and not, that there are five tvachim, and not six tvachim. The five tvachim was used for all utensils, six tvachim was only the amma of construction. Now, the question is, when it says the yisoid and the soivev, What does that mean? Chesok daitach mi yisoid va'at soivev, The Gemara thought that it means that from the yesod, from the base, until the soivev, was an ama bas chamisha begoiva, were amas of 5 tfachim in height. Umay chek ama v'ama reichev, what does it mean, the base is an ama, and the ama of the ledge, hachi kama, mechek ama, from the yesod, v'ad reichev, until the ledge is ba'ama bas chamisha, is an ama of 5 tfachim. So now from the bottom until, so let's see it. Goyva mizbeach kamahab. What's the height of the mizbeach? The height of the mizbeach is 10 amas. Now, according to you, if from the bottom until the ledge is an ama of 5 tfachim, so that means 6 times 5. Shis b'nei chamsha chamsha. It's 6 of 5 and 5 tfachim. V'arba, and the remaining 4 is b'nei shita shita, is 6. So that would be 5 times 5 times 6 is 30. Because it's six amas that are 5, so 6 times 5 is 30, and 4 times 6 is 24, so that means that the entire height of the mizbeach would be 54 tefachim. The mizbeach kamahaba, chamshin varba, would be 54 tefachim high. So then where would half of the mizbeach be? If you divide it in half, 54 divided by 2 is 27. Palgin the Mizbeach Kamahava, what would be the half point of the Mizbeach? Esim Yeshiva. So, we know that the Chuta Sikra, the red line that bisected the half of the Mizbeach, was at the midpoint. So that means that the Chuta Sikra would be at 27. Now, Mikronais Vat Soivev Kamahave, from the corners until the ledge is how much? 24. So that means that from there to the midpoint would be 3 tefachim. Kama botzer lepalge mizbeach, how much remains from going from the ledge till the chuta sikra? Plus 3 tefachim. But that's a problem. Because usnan, Chutz shel sikra chaygrei be'emtza, the red line girds the mizbeach in its middle. Kidei lahavdol bein damim al yainim ledamim atachtayin. Remember, we learned in Zvachim very much that most of the blood goes under the chuta sikra. The blood of the chattis goes above the chuta sikra. Now, the problem is, Elohad is sanya gabe oilei sa'if. Now, the oilei sa'if, its blood had to be above the chuta sikra. So, ya oilei bakevesh, he went up the ramp, upon ala sa'ivev, he turned to the ledge, ubaloi le keren dreimus mizrachis, he came to the southeastern corner, umoilekes reishe mimularpa, and he did the malika on its head by the nape. Umavdil, he separates it. We have to separate the oil completely. Umotze es dama al kiram is back, and he squeezes the blood on the kiram is back. V'im osa lamata miraglov afilu ama achas kshev. If he does it under his feet, even an ama, it's kosher. That's no good. Because he's standing on the ledge at 24, and it has to be, the blood of the oil has to be above the chuta sikra, and the chuta sikra is by 27. You only have 3 tvachim. But he says you could do it even an amma below the chuta sikra. Even if you're talking about an amma of 5 tvachim, haka yovel yoyna lamata mishnei tvachim. If he's doing the oil sa'if, if he does it an amma below the sa'ivev, he's doing it at least 2 tvachim under the chutta sikra, which is not allowed. So therefore, scratch this pshat. This pshat doesn't work. Rather, elecheka ama knisa. The yesoid, when it says that the yesoid is an ama five tvachim, it means the indentation of the yesoid, that the base indents in an ama, it indents in five tvachim. And ama reichev knisa, and then the yesoid indents in another ama, it's talking about an ama five tvachim. Gvula al svasa saviv is knisa, is that the surface of the keren uses up from the surface of the mizbeach an ama of five tefachim. So Gemara says that this will fit very well with what we just said with the ayla, because then the height is all an ama of six tefachim. Oh, then that works very good. Mizbeach kamahavale. So what's the height of the mizbeach? Shitin. Because it's 10 amas of 6 tvachim. So it's 60 tvachim. Palgate mizbeach kamahava. How much is the half point where the chutah sikra is? Tlosin. It's 30. Numikronas vatsoivev. From the horn until the ledge, which is 4 amas, is 24. Kamahave esim v'arba. So kama batzil apalgate mizbeach, how much room till the midpoint from 24 to 30 is shisha, is an ama. Oh, that's good. Usnanim also lamata miraglov. If when he's doing the eilus oif and he's standing on the ledge, he applies the blood even an ama below, afilo ama achas kshera, because that will reach right away the chutah sikra, so he's not below the chutah sikra, then that's good. However, we got another problem. Because if we're learning it's indentation. But mayu kimta b'knisa, that you say that it's talking about indentation. Umi matzis mukmas la b'knisa. V'atinan, mizbeach ha'yishloish m'shtayim al shloish m'shtayim. The mizbeach at the bottom with 32 amas by 32 amas. And this is 32 amas of 6 tvach. Ola ama, it went up an ama, vikonas ama, and then it indented an ama to make the yesoid. So that's an ama on each side. So we deduct, instead of being 32 by 32, now it's 30 by 30. Zeh yesoid, nimtza, that after the indentation of the base, the mizbeach is now nimtza shleishim al shleishim, it's now 30 by 30. But if the indentation is only 5 tvachim, when we're dealing with the amounts here, we're talking about an amah of 6 tvachim, so when we go in 5 tvachim on each side, so then that means that it's 30 and 2 tvachim each, because we're talking about an ama of 6 tvachim. So then says the Gemara, shloishim u'shnei tvachim ave, it's shloishim and 2 tvachim, because if it indents only 5 tvachim and we're talking about 6 tvachim, so now when we deduct from the 32 by 32, we deduct 10 tvachim, so then that would be 30 and 2 tvachim, since we're talking about an ama of 6 tvachim. The sioux, and then it gets even worse when we then indent by the seivev. Ola chamesh, it goes up 5 amas, v'nichnas ama, and it indents an ama, zeo seivev. Now, so it goes from 30 by 30 to 28 by 28. Nimtza esem u'shmeina, al esem u'shmeina. Now the body of the mizbeach is 28 by 28. But again, if the indentation is only 5 tvachim, so now it's really 28 and 4 tvachim. Because now we have to, again, add another 2 tvachim So it's on each side. So it's 28 and 4 tvachim. The 2 tvachim from before by the aside. And now these 2 tvachim is 28 and 4 tvachim by 28 and 4 tvachim. So you'll say, okay, but since it doesn't add to an amma, we don't count it. But wait, we're going to go up to the kronos now. Mikayim kronos amma mizeh v'amma mizeh is an amma on each side. So then, it's the area within the corners is now 26 by 26. But again, if the indentation of the kronos is only 5 tvachim, we have to add another 2 tvachim. So it's not 26 by 26, because now we add now it's from the 4 tvachim, it becomes 6 tvachim. That's a full amma. So nimts esim v'sheish al esim v'sheish. It's not. It's esim v'sheva hava. It's 27. So the Gemara says, Loidak, you're right. It wasn't being exact. Says the Gemara, it's very hard to say that it wasn't being exact, because you're going to run foul with the pasuk. Because then it says, after the kronos, there was a walkway for the kahanim around the pyre. Mekayim hilach ragli ha-kahanim amma mizeh v'amma mizeh is an amma on either side. Which then makes it, instead of 24, it makes, excuse me, instead of 26, it makes the area of the pyre now, when you deduct from the 26 now, the area of the walkway and amma on each of the four sides, right, it becomes 24 by 24. So, Mekayim hilach ragli kahanim, amma mizeh v'amma mizeh, nimtza esim v'arba al esim v'arba. But since we have a full amma that we added, it's not 24 by 24, it's 25 by 25. Mekayim amarach esim v'chamisha. So you'll say, okay, so again, say, loidak. V'chi teim ha'achanami loidak. We weren't being exact, but we have a problem, because there's a pasuk that says the area of the pyre was 24 by 24. It says, v'ha'ariel. And that's the area of the pyre, shtayim esrei oirech b'shtayim esrei oirech ravua. It was 12 by 12 square. Now, this is not 12 by 12. He said it's 24 by 24. Yachol she'en el shtayim esrei al shtayim esrei, which would be a problem. Kishu'aymer el arba revov, to the four quadrants, melamed shebe emtzahu moideid, from the middle, you go 12 tvachim in each direction. So that's 24 by 24. So therefore, it's 24 by 24, and not 25 by 25. Says the Gemara, well, maybe when it says that the Mizbeach was 10 amas high, it meant v'chi teima shis meinayim meikara ba'ama bas kamisha ma'isilu. When we said the original, he meant that the original 6 was an amma of 5, and the others are an amma of 6, and that's why we call them ammas. Says the Gemara, but there's a problem with that. Because if the original amma of the Mizbeach, some of them were 5 tvachim, then we're going to have a problem with the floor plan of the Azara. Imkein rafchol Azara. The Azara is bigger than it says. The Tanan, for we learned it in Mesechus Midas, that's what we're learning now in the Mishnah Yomis, we're not up to this yet. We will learn it soon. Kol Azara, the temple courtyard, its floor pan, its length was 187, and its width was 135. From the east to the west, it was 187. Mimizrach lamar of Meir Shmein v'Sheva. Now, what's the calculation that it was from east to west, 187? So, Makom Drisus Ragla Yisrael, first you have the Ezras Yisrael, which was Achas Asar Amos, which is 11 Amos. Then you have Makom Drisus Ragla Kahanim, the Ezras Kahanim, that was Achas Asar Amos, that was 11 Amos. Then Amizbeach Shloishim Ushtayim. Amizbeach is 32 Amos. So that's 11 plus 11 is 22. Then 32 makes it 54. Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is Esim Ushtayim Amos, is 22. So that's 76. HaHechel Me'ama, the Hechel was 100 Amos, that's 176. And Achas Asar Amah Achure Beis HaKaparis, and 11 Amos behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, that makes it 187. So that's the shear that it was 187. But if it's true that the dimensions of the altar, when it says 32 by 32, was not really 32 by 32, because some of them were Amos of five Tvachim, and it's really 31 by 31, then we're off by an Amma in one of the other areas. So that leaves us a problem with the floor plan. So how are we going to get out of this conundrum? We'll continue tomorrow. And we have some, by the way, delicious agadah gemara tomorrow as well. Stay tuned for that.
What about the Kota Sikra? We had that problem before when you wanted to make it smaller amah. It doesn't bring that in anymore?
No, the Kota Sikra we solved.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.